5 days left in the 90-day run of the Maryland General Assembly session. It ends on Monday night at midnight. Our General Assembly watcher and political columnist for the Montgomery Gazette, Blair Lee, is here this morning. And Blair, you started talking about this so-called roof tax last week, and I don't know how many phone calls I got from people who said, I've never heard of this, I want to hear more about it.
Let me explain it. This is the biggest sleeper issue since 2006, Bill, when people's electric bills were scheduled to go up 70% because electricity rate caps were supposed to expire. Remember that and how it became a campaign issue? Well, the shock and panic of 2006 will be nothing until people find out how this new roof tax or rain tax is going to hit their property tax bills. Here's what's happening. In 2010, the Obama administration Environmental Protection Agency ruled that by the year 2025, Maryland had to reduce stormwater runoff into the Chesapeake Bay so that the current nitrogen levels fall by 22% and the current phosphorus levels fall by 15%. The cost of reducing this stormwater runoff, i.e. rain, is $14.7 billion by 2025. The feds passed the cost on to the state, and the state passed the cost on to Maryland's 10 biggest local governments, Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Anne Arundel, Carroll, Harford, PG, Montgomery, Frederick, Howard, and Charles. So if you live in those counties, you're going to pay the tab. And, of course, those 10 local governments are now passing the cost on to their residents in the form of a rain tax, which each of us will pay based on how much impervious surface we own. An impervious surface is anything that causes stormwater runoff by not letting rain seep into the ground. So your roof, your driveway, your sidewalk will all be taxed as impervious surfaces. Together, the Big Ten counties must raise $482 million a year for the next 12 years. 75% will come from homes, 25% will come from non-residential impervious surfaces. Homeowners will pay between $100 and $200 a year, depending on the size of their home and their roof and their driveway. Businesses will pay much, much more because they have acres of impervious surfaces. Shopping centers, car dealerships, warehouses, office parks could pay hundreds of thousands of dollars a year because they have so much asphalt and rooftop. But here's the kicker. Because most commercial leases make the landlord's tenants pay for the property's taxes, the heavy rain tax bill will be passed on to the landlord's tenants, who will pass it on to their customers as higher prices for services and goods. And here's the third way that you and I are going to pay for the rain tax. Get this. It applies to churches, private schools, and charitable nonprofit buildings. And because such organizations have acres of parking lots and rooftops, they and their members, you and me, will pay big rain taxes to help bail out these organizations. Hey, Bill, by the way, Wait a second, hold on. The state lawmakers exempted state and local county government property from the rain tax.
Of course they did.
Remember the old saying that nothing is certain except death and taxes? Please revise that. Nothing is certain except death, taxes, and rain taxes.
Uh-huh. And there's more. And this is a done deal at this point.
It's federal law. It's state law. The counties are now wrestling with how to levy these taxes. They'll appear as a line item on your 2013 property tax bill and every year thereafter until 2025. Remember that when you go to vote.
Thanks, Blair. We appreciate it. 6:45 on Maryland's Morning News. Let's see how the morning rush hour is running with the help of Jim Russ.
Brought to you by Upper Chesapeake Sports Medicine Program. Traffic so far, it looks like another light morning out there as a lot of the schools are still out. On 95 southbound, expect to find traffic running pretty well coming out of Cecil and Harford counties and heading over toward the interchange at White Marsh and then down past that toward the 895 exit. Both tunnels are in good shape right now. On the Beltway on the north side, very little delay on the Beltway heading from Parkville over to Towson. Don't see really any slow traffic along that stretch right now. On the west side Beltway, though, traffic is going to be jammed up beginning near Liberty Road between there and I-70 toward the interchange at Frederick Road. Southbound Harrisburg Expressway looks like a couple of brake lights now in the stretch south of Parkton toward Middletown Road. No accidents to report on the JFX at the moment. The Harrisburg Expressway is safe for that slow traffic. No accidents to report. And as you travel over toward the Bay Bridge, three lanes westbound, two eastbound. Bob on the Star Auto Line checked in earlier with a crash in Sykesville on Route 32 in front of the fire station south of Route 26. Traffic was getting by one direction at a time and doing so on the right shoulder of the northbound side of Route 32. This traffic report is brought to you by Easy Pass. I'm Jim Russ on WBAL and WBAL.com.
The forecast from the MedStar Health Weather Center is for mostly sunny skies. It will still be cool today. Highs only around 51. Clear and chilly tonight, down to 30. Tomorrow, a little warmer. Partly cloudy and a high of 56. Right now in Baltimore, clear skies, 32 degrees. If you've been diagnosed with cancer, the MedStar Health Cancer Network will guide and support you every step of the way from diagnosis to survivorship. Call 877-715-HOPE or visit medstarcancer.org/info.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I tell you what, you could say what you want about the one-run games the Orioles won last year, 29-9, and obviously that was big. But the real reason to me the Orioles made the playoffs, Bill, they beat the teams in their division last year.
Yes, they did.
43-29, and that'll get it done. That's what made yesterday's 7-4 win so sweet. David Price to start at home, opening day, and the Orioles still get the win. Adam Jones, Matt Wieters, Chris Davis led the offense, and in the ninth, Jim Johnson gets his first save.
Here's a ground ball up the middle. J.J. to Roberts, out. Here's the relay, out. Double play. Ball game over. That does it, baby. And opening day for the Orioles is in the win column.
Yeah, baby. Sounds
yes.
like a little Dick Vitale
yeah,
right
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Huh? Joe Angel right here on WBAL. Matt Wieters with a two-run home run. Chris Davis, the monster, three-run shot in the seventh. And how about Adam Jones? Clutch two-run double in the seventh off Jake McGee with two strikes. Now 13 hits in all for the Orioles, and Jones says their lineup is potent.
Look at it like this. We got Roberts hitting ninth. So that means it's pretty strong if you got him in ninth. And, you know, we got a good lineup, and we got some guys that can drive the ball out the park, can drive the ball into the gaps, and can run. So just got to, you know, hopefully maintain it all year.
Yeah, that's the challenge. It's only one, as they say, of 162. Long way to go, but good win. Wei-Yin Chen starts tonight. First pitch, 7:10 here on WBAL. Orioles on deck at 6:05. And in Houston, Bill, Yu Darvish of the Rangers just
that
missed a
amazing.
Perfect game. And as you called it, right through the what?
Right through the wicket. Right. So, I mean, how nobody loses a perfect game in the ninth inning with two outs when the ball comes back and goes between your legs.
They did last night.
Wow.
Yu Darvish, though, 14 strikeouts And the only base runner, a Marwin Gonzalez single with two outs in the ninth. 7-0 Rangers win. College basketball. Maryland's season is over. Terps lose to Iowa in the NIT semi, 71-60. Alex Len with 16. Nick Faust with 14. But they turned it over 17 times. And how about Baltimore's Carmelo Anthony of Towson Catholic? 50 last night against the Miami Heat.
Three on the shot clock. Anthony knocks it down just as time had expired on the shot clock. That gives him 50 points now. Carmelo Anthony with 50.
Matt Devlin on TNT. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade did not play. And Knicks win by 12. The NFL draft later this month. DJ Fluker started at tackle for Alabama's national champs. Reportedly, he met with the Ravens, one of the many teams he has talked with, and DJ says he loves it.
They all great, you know. I've enjoyed it, you know, the whole time, and you know, just enjoying the grind so far. And I've been asked a lot of questions, and I've been able to answer them.
Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah. Hey, you answered the question.
That's half the battle.
That's half the battle. Fluker, 6'6", 340. He can clear some space, let me tell you. And next half hour, Buck Showalter on the season-opening win. Keith Mills, WBAL.
Hey, pour yourself a hot and fresh cup of Royal Farms Jamaican Blue Mountain or Brazilian Dark Roast coffee on your way to work this morning. It's Royal Farms coffee, always real fresh, real fast. 6:51 now, time to check business news from the Daily Record with Christy Tusnot.
In today's Daily Record, the governor has earmarked $1.3 million of taxpayer funds for construction of a park in the East Baltimore Development Inc. project, the first of an expected $12 million commitment to pay for Eager Park. So far, more than $220 million in public funds have been committed to the EBDI project, which is several years behind schedule. An endangered source of $6 million in funding for legal services for the poor would get a 5-year reprieve under a bill the Senate advanced on Tuesday. While the Senate originally intended to make the filing fee surcharge permanent, it abandoned that plan in favor of the extension passed by the House. Vendors at Lexington Market are hoping the city's planned overhaul of the famous West Side landmark could help their businesses. City officials, stall operators, and patrons expect the changes will wash away the 231-year-old market's reputation as a drug-dealing hotspot, but tourists hope the market will not lose its gritty authenticity. To read these stories and more, visit thedailyrecord.com. I'm Christy Tusnut with The Daily Record, your trusted business news source for 125 years.
.652 on Maryland's Morning News. President Obama heads to Colorado today to push for tighter federal gun control laws. The National Rifle Association is already out with its Kelder proposal, a way that it says it can improve school security by putting more guns into America's schools. Here's reporter Nancy Cordes.
An 11-year-old boy who was shot in a West Baltimore home managed to run two blocks to get help. He survived, but the man he was with did not.
This is one of the worst neighborhoods in the city.
Democrat Elijah Cummings has represented Baltimore in the U.S. House for 16 years.
A lot of little kids that I've known since they were like 1 year old will tell me, Mr. Cummings, we can get a gun just as fast as we can get a cigarette.
Cummings has been pushing for longer prison terms for straw purchasers, people with clean records who buy guns, then sell them to criminals. That legislation is gaining steam, but bills to require universal background checks for gun buyers have stalled. That's despite a recent CBS News poll that found 90% of Americans support them. The National Rifle Association, which backed the checks after the 1999 shooting at Columbine High School, is now raising objections. They warn the checks could be used to create a record of gun owners that might someday be used to confiscate guns. After the Sandy Hook shooting, the NRA proposed more armed guards at schools. The NRA recommended that some school personnel be trained to carry weapons, too. Asa Hutchinson heads an NRA task force.
If you have the firearm on the presence of someone in the school that can reduce the response time, it will save lives. That is the objective.
Cummings, who lost a nephew to gun violence, says he can feel the urgency to tackle the issue dissipating on Capitol Hill.
At this point, how confident are you that Congress is going to be able to pass meaningful gun violence legislation?
I feel fairly confident that we will pass something. I just don't know how significant it will be.
Elijah Cummings with ABC's Nancy Cordes reporting. WBAL News Time, 6:54. 6:55, let's check traffic and weather together. We'll start with Jim Russ.
On I-95 coming out of Cecil and Harford counties, not too bad this morning as you head down toward the Beltway. Aberdeen police report they're dealing with a crash on Route 40 near the Route 715 overpass. That's in Aberdeen. As you travel on the Beltway, the north side, not bad at all as you make the trip from Parkville to Towson, but as you travel the west side, delays now from Liberty Road around toward Frederick Road. Interloop Greenspring to the JFX looks good. Harrisburg Expressway, the brake lights I saw a few minutes ago south of Parkton heading toward Middletown Road have vanished in the camera I was looking at. The Route 32 accident earlier being cleaned up. 32 in front of the fire station near Main Street south of Route 26. Traffic was getting through there one direction at a time along the Route 32 corridor in Sykesville. We're brought to you by Merritt Properties, creating homes for businesses since 1967. I'm Jim Russ on WBAL and WBAL.com.
The forecast from the MedStar Health Weather Center, mostly sunny but cool again today. High 51, mostly cloudy tonight. Low 30, partly cloudy tomorrow. A little warmer with a high in the mid-50s right now in Baltimore. Clear skies and 32 degrees. Parents, coaches, and athletes, you can get your sports medicine questions answered during a live chat with WBAL's own Pete Gilbert and the doctors of MedStar Sports Medicine. Their online forum is next Monday, April 8th. Visit MedStarSportsMed.org/forum to register.